Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord had returned to his home territory, and word soon got out that the miracle worker was back in town. It didn't take long, and a royal official whose son was ill came the 20 to 25 miles from Capernaum to ask for help. He came to Jesus and said, "Go back with me. Come and heal my son. My son who's at the point of death." Jesus replied to this request, and it seemed directed to the people around him, since he uses the plural "you." "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." This reply did not faze this official in the least. The man asked again, "Sir, come down before my child dies." His son was sick, and he knew that no one but Jesus could help. But the father underestimated the authority of Jesus. He thought that Jesus had to go with him and perhaps touch his child. "Come with me," he says. Jesus answers this impassioned plea with the word "go." "Go, your son will live." Why should he go? Why shouldn't he take this man with him that could heal his son? Well, the one who had changed water to wine in this same community said to go. He who had power over nature. He who had come to make a difference for the man, for his son, for the world, said, "Go, your son will live." Now, the man initially didn't believe that this sort of healing could take place, for he didn't say, like the centurion Capernaum in Matthew 8, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And Jesus says to him, "I'll come to your home and heal him." But the centurion says, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed." This royal official asked Jesus to come with him two times. But Jesus says, "Go. Go." Now, the reaction of the man to the statement of Jesus was that of a man of faith. The man believed the word, our text says, that Jesus spoke to him, and he went on his way. "Go," Jesus said. This imperative is used by Jesus six more times in dealing with healings and with absolutions. The first time is used in dealing with the paralyzed man who had been brought in by his friends lowered through the roof. He said to him, "I say to you, take up your bed and go home." To the woman who had been caught in adultery, he said this, "I don't condemn you, go and sin no more." And to the Samaritan leper who had returned to give thanks, unlike the others, he said, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." "Go," he said to them, and he said to this man, not looking for signs and wonders of my power, rather go. This time to this man, he says, "Your son lives." "Go, I have power to heal." The text goes on and says the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. This was no mere coincidence that his son was recovering. Jesus had said that his son lived. He knew it. And even though he wasn't sure, absolutely, he thought to ask this of the hour that his son began to improve. The time was the seventh hour, our text says, the time that Jesus spoke those words, "Go, your son lives." And the text goes on and says that the father knew that was the hour when Jesus said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed in all his household. Our Lord's words are sure. One can count upon them. He told his disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Are these merely the words of man? Not of all, they are the command of God. Today, we're told to go. We're told to go by his called pastors. Go in peace. Go, your sins are forgiven. Nothing more is needed. You, your sons, your daughters, are alive through faith in me. There is no need for an outward sign. He doesn't have to come to your home to heal you. His absolution is as sure as the words to the royal official. You don't need some warm, fuzzy feeling. You don't have to make a pilgrimage to some special place. You don't have to do something extraordinary to receive forgiveness. You need but the words of our Lord. His word is sure. You can count upon it. Go in peace. Our Lord lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.